Single-hearted focus. Luke 11, verses 14 to 36. One day, Jesus physically and spiritually liberated a man who had been deafened to the Creator's word by the spiritual forces of civilization. The man had his ears and mouth opened by Jesus, and the crowds marveled. But some among them said, "Jesus is occupied by the powers of death and decay. He is doing all this with forces that are opposed to the Creator." Testing Jesus to see if he would give them what they wanted, others began demanding a sign from the Creator that fit their expectations. But perceiving their thoughts and intentions, Jesus said to them, "Every government that is divided against itself is ultimately toppled, and every household that is divided against itself will fall. If the satanic desire to be in control has been divided and turned against itself, how will it maintain its power on the earth? Yet you are claiming that I liberate people from the death and decay of civilization using the very power of death and decay. If you are right, then your very own students are also using the same power of death and decay, and they will turn against you and take you down. But if you are wrong, and I am liberating people from the death and decay of civilization with the very power of the Creator, then the Creator's rule has arrived upon the earth to oppose and stand against you, just like it did against the Egyptian Empire in the time of Moses. When a fully armed and powerful man is guarding his own house, he thinks his possessions are safe and secure. But eventually someone stronger comes along and conquers him, taking everything he has and revealing that his trusted weapons are worthless. You think you are safe and standing firm, but the Creator's power will overwhelm you and expose you as frauds. Whoever refuses to stand with me and my teachings is against me. Whoever is not helping me in my cause is working against the Creator. So be aware. Whenever an affliction of civilization loses its control over a person, it will always try to return and regain its power. And when it returns, it often finds the person unprepared to resist its temptations and seductions because the person has not filled his life with the Creator's word and teachings. So the affliction of civilization comes back to reoccupy the person while bringing seven other afflictions with it as well. Therefore, the person has actually become worse off than before. Being liberated from the afflictions of civilization is worthless unless there is a whole new life to replace the old and fill its void." As Jesus said these things, a woman yelled out from the crowd saying, "You are truly special. Privileged is your mother and family for raising you." Jesus replied, "True privilege does not come from one's family. Instead, privileged are those who listen to, treasure, and obey the word of the Creator. For this is the true sign of the Creator's rule and presence on the earth." As the crowds were gathering together around him, Jesus began to say, "This culture is an evil culture. It is seeking a sign to validate the Creator's presence on the earth, but it will not be given a sign other than the sign of the prophet Jonah. Jonah became a sign for those in the capital city of the Assyrian Empire as he preached the word of the Creator to them and led them to transform their lives. Likewise, the human one and his community will be a sign for this culture, preaching the word of the Creator to them and leading some to transform their lives. The queen of southern Arabia will be raised at the judgment and judge against the people of this culture. For she came from far away just to listen to the Creator's word through Solomon, even though he was a disobedient, filthy rich, womanizing ruler who enslaved his own people. One much greater than Solomon is here, one who actually practices what he preaches. Likewise, the people of the capital city of the Assyrian Empire will stand up at the judgment and judge against this culture. For they transformed because of the proclamation of the prophet Jonah, even though he tried to run away from the Creator and never wanted his enemies to be saved. One much greater than Jonah is here, one who actually practices what he preaches. You have no excuse for refusing to listen. Look, no one opens a window to just cover it up. It is always opened in order to allow light to flow into the house. Your eyes are a window for your body. Whatever they open themselves up to is brought into your life and body. When your eyes are opened to the Creator's word, then your entire body and life is guided and filled by this good light. But when your eyes are not open to the Creator's word and are instead focused on civilization and its evil ways, then your body and life will be shaped and filled by that darkness. Therefore, make sure that you are being guided by the light of the Creator's word and not by the darkness of civilization. If your focus is only on the word of the Creator, then your entire body and life will be free of darkness, and you will reflect the Creator's light with great brilliance throughout the earth.